Aircheckdownloads.com.
That's the latest. I'm Alex Richardson. Absolute Radio. Thursday night, let's go. How you doing? You good? Hope you've had a lovely day. This is The Bridge from the workday, the afternoon into the night with me, Danielle Perry. 30 minutes non-stop of indie anthems. We start with Dakota. It's been a while since we spun that. It sounds great, doesn't it? The Vaccines and Teenage Icon this Thursday night. So what are we soundtracking right now? That's what we want to know. 8, 12, 15. Is it dinner time? Are you in the car coming back from work? Or are you just thinking, it's the end of half term. What am I going to do? We're right here. We'd love to hear. MGMT on the way after Suede Now. This is Trash. This is Absolute Radio with Danielle Perry. How you doing? Playing you New Order and Blue Monday, the best-selling 12-inch single in history. We're going to sort of embark on that a little bit later in the show as well. But for now, clear the throat. Let's get ready. Jets, are you going to be my girl into whole celebrity skin? We have got 30 minutes non-stop of indie anthem, so we're not done yet. We continue. It's Absolute Radio. So there you have it, 30 minutes non-stop of indie anthems for me, Danielle Perry, this Thursday night. You just heard from Hole, Celebrity Skin, Jet, New Order, MGMT, Suede, The Vaccines, Oasis and Stereophonics, Dakota started proceedings. So on the back of that, you know, we just played Blue Monday from New Order. So it's the biggest ever selling 12-inch record of all time here in the UK. And I wondered on that tip tonight if we could open up the lines to talk about the song that you played so much it broke, essentially. You know, when you're in the car and you're playing out cassettes and suddenly that awful sound, they start going and you had to reach for the pencil that you can try and wind it back and fix it with tape. It never was quite the same, was it? Or maybe you trod on the CD, you know, your favourite thing, the vinyl, lost it down the back of a cupboard, your favourite single you played so much, it broke. I'd love to hear your tales tonight, 8, 12, 15. We're going to continue with music from Garbage, who are doing some shows with Skunk and Nancy right now. Portugal the Man, I've got the new one too from Blossoms. It's the evening show with Danielle Perry. Let's do it.
Where real music matters.
Absolute Radio.
How does it feel waiting to hear how much you've won?
This is, of course, where real music matters.
Real music matters.
It matters. Absolute Radio.
Snow Patrol and Take Back the City on Absolute Radio tonight. I've told the story, I'm sure, about when I landed in Birmingham, knowing nobody, moving there for a job, and I worked at our like sister station, Kerrang Radio, before we had maps on our phones. And it was weird because it seemed a huge city to me after moving from Southampton. And everybody that I spoke to in Birmingham, it was such a friendly city, but everyone I spoke to directed me via a place called Rackham's. And after about a year of being there, I was so confused as to what everyone was telling me. It turned out that the shop wasn't there anymore. Hadn't been there for years, but it used to be a bit of a landmark, so that's where they'd been directing me from. Turn left at Rackham's. It was never there. That's what it was. Anyway, it reminds me of that because it came out in that same year. Let's talk about Neighbourhood Weekender because that was last weekend. It was a very hot, sunny affair, wasn't it? We had Richard Ashcroft headlining, Kaiser Chiefs, the K's, DMAs playing, Cast and Shed 7, Razorlight, the Fratellis, and much, much more. Hope you had an amazing time. If you did go, Jay Lawrence was there with some of the Absolute Radio crew getting backstage interviews and all that kind of jazz. They're all up on our socials right now. Another band he did catch up with were Blossoms. They were also headlining over the weekend too. Here's their latest single. This is about that awkward moment where you're having this very serious fight, argument about something. But it could, if you both chilled out a little bit, be quite funny. This is called Joke About Divorce.
It's a fine man.
Aircheckdownloads.com.